Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Tuesday, April 28th, 2026. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m., and that means it's time for our live local interview. I have two special guests in the studio with me today. First off, I have Stacy Golden. Stacy is an instructor, a teacher at Sitka High School. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. And Lauren Wild is here as well. Lauren is an assistant professor of applied fisheries at the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus.
Good morning.
Gosh, thanks
Thank
so
you
much.
For having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We are here to talk about a special event coming up on Thursday, just a couple days from now at the University of Alaska. And Lauren, I'll ask you to start by telling us what's going on.
Yeah, so Thursday from 4 to 6, the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus is going to host a whale rearticulation unveiling ceremony. So we're going to have a little
reception. That's a big word, articulation. What does that mean?
So it's a skeleton that we put together of a humpback whale, a juvenile humpback whale.
Ooh.
And we hung the skeleton up at the university in the atrium. And we're going to have a little reception to kind of celebrate that kind of being a new piece at the university. And there's a beautiful mural behind it painted by a local artist. And we'll have refreshments and punch and cookies. There'll be a lot of things to walk through and check out, and people can kind of look at this project that's been 3 years in the making.
Wow. So Stacy, let's talk about the whale. So you have a long history of science education here in town. You're currently teaching biology, marine biology, and field science at Sitka High.
Mm-hmm.
And what has been your role in this articulation project?
So my role has been kind of to lead the project, working with Lauren and Dr. Shannon Atkinson from University of Alaska Fairbanks. And so I've kind of coordinated a lot of our different events and kind of tried to keep us on some sort of a timeline, and gathered supplies and volunteers and those things along the way.
So tell me about the whale. So does the whale have a name, first of all?
The whale does not have a name.
Really?
And yeah, it's been kind of a thing that we've been talking about all the way through,
yeah.
Actually, and we just haven't gotten to a name yet.
Okay, so the whale is a juvenile humpback whale.
Yep, so a juvenile humpback whale. She was about a year old, and she died 3 years ago on Kruzoff Island at Mountain Point. And so Lauren is the head of the stranding network here in town, and I'm one of the volunteers. And so she got the call on this whale, and it was just a beautiful little humpback that unfortunately had passed close to town, but that made it a good opportunity to attempt to rearticulate the skeleton. So we decided to go for it and see what happened. And it's been a super fun adventure. And so 3 years later, we are ready to show. We still have a few little things we still want to do, but to show the bulk of what we've been able to get done.
Okay, so Lauren, so you as head of the stranding, or as the stranding coordinator here in Sitka, how does that work? You got a call from someone?
Yeah, if people see stranded or dead marine mammals, there's a 1-800 number they can call with NOAA, NOAA Fisheries, and they have a stranding program, and they're it's a kind of a 24-hour hotline, and if the call comes in to them, they immediately get a notification, and the coordinator for NOAA in Juneau basically texts me or calls me or emails me, depending on the time of day, and says, hey, we got this call. Are you willing to go check it out? And then often they'll provide me with a contact that made the call and reported it. And the way Sitka works, because I was born and raised here and know most of the community, I also get personal calls and texts about things like this as well. So I think for this particular whale, Davy Lubin, who many people in Sitka know, texted me with some photos of it and then also reported it to NOAA. And so I kind of heard about it from both sources. And then I kind of assemble a team of volunteers in Sitka that are interested in helping and doing these things. And we go out and we perform what's called a necropsy, which is basically like an autopsy for a marine mammal, and kind of look at the health of the animal. We gather measurements, and we do take samples to see if we can determine the cause of death.
So when did the decision get made, or how did the decision get made to say, we would like to save this as a specimen, and we would like to rearticulate
this whale? It's a funny story. So it was a small whale, juvenile female, that was probably about 1 year old. She was 27 feet long, and an adult humpback whale, female humpback whale, is usually about 42 to 45 feet long. So she was pretty small. And I was on a herring camp cruise with Stacy and Alex McCarroll at Sitka Sound. She was formerly at Sitka Sound Science Center with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska's herring camp that they run in the spring. And I just happened to say, like, oh, if anybody was going to rearticulate a humpback whale skeleton, this would be a good one because it's small and it's close to town. And Stacy's eyes got really big and she went, oh, ooh. And so did Alex. They were like, yeah. And I said, oh, no. That's a lot of work. No. I'm just saying. And then it was over. And, wow. And Stacy was like, yeah, we're doing it.
So, Stacy, this is not your first rearticulation rodeo either.
No.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I was one of the lucky folks that got to help with Cruise Off, which is the killer whale skeleton at the Sitka Sound Science Center.
So that one does have a name.
Yeah, yes. That one does have a name because she was found on Cruise Off. So, of course, we couldn't name our whale Cruise Off because of that. But yeah, so I had worked on that one years ago during a camp. I think that was 2011.
11 or 12. Yeah.
So quite a while back. And I had worked on that one with a bunch of students that had been involved in that. So like I know Zofia and Levi Danielson were involved and James Moreland and Brandon Barger, a bunch of different kids were involved in that project. And that was led by Dr. Shannon Atkinson. So when Lauren and I got this wild hair to do this project, we called Shannon and said, hey,
you want to do another one?
Will you do another one and kind of be our consult?
And, she's done a lot since then. She travels kind of around the state and leads these projects. She's done belugas and pinnipeds, sea lions and seals. So she was excited about doing another one in Sitka. And what's really cool about these projects is that they're multi-generational volunteer projects. So Stacy kind of kept keeping track of all these people that kind of helped work on this whale. And it ranged from 6-year-olds to 90-year-olds.
So give me a sense of how many people have been involved with this one.
We hit about 700 volunteers, and at that point, I stopped counting because I was so excited.
700?
Over 700.
Yeah. Wow. So, and how many hours of work does that represent? Any idea about that?
God. Tens of hundreds of thousands, probably.
Wow. Lots.
So the process is bringing bones and cleaning them off on the beach, cutting as much flesh off as you can. Then we bring them to town. We froze them until we had time to work with them.
Where did you find a freezer for parts of a 27-foot whale?
So the Seafood Producers Co-op was willing to hold those bones for us in their freezer until we got the second set of bones. Then actually Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association allowed us and helped us to get all the bones moved out to Medovici Hatchery. And so they were out there for about 5 months soaking in the water. And then they have a barge from one of their remote release projects at Crawfish. So we were able to store the bones in there. And so they could dry and stay away from bears and such.
And then we sort of brought them over to, we were kind of looking for a place to rearticulate that was free from bears or relatively in Sitka because the smell of whale bones is pretty enticing to bears. And so the university has, you know, it's kind of on Japonski Island, not a lot of bears come over there. And Stacy acquired a Connex shipping container and we stored everything in there and we did it over at the UAS Sitka campus and we had boil-a-thons where we boiled these bones
wow,
to
you
get
guys
the flesh
know how
off.
To live, I tell
it
you.
It was great, yeah.
And then we soak them in ammonia multiple times to try to pull that oil out of those bones. And then finally soak them in hydrogen peroxide. There's a lot of scraping and cleaning and using like dental tools to get every single piece of flesh out of the little cracks and crevices of these bones because we don't want them to stink. Yeah.
So it's a huge process,
and
that is going to be revealed here on Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And there are so many things we can talk about because this is super interesting, but there are other things that are happening as part of this event as well.
Yeah.
What else is going on from 4 to 6 here on this Thursday coming up?
So from about 4:15 to 4:40 or so, Lauren and I will give kind of the background, the overview story. We'll have PowerPoint things and some hands-on things to do with the whale. But we want to feature a lot of the neat things going on at UAS. So there's going to be some student artwork. There's some folks that are working on a totem pole over there that'll be available for folks to see. The metal studio, highlighting some of the different programs like the Mariculture Semester and such.
There's a Mount Edgecombe project.
There's a Mount Edgecombe project. Mount Edgecombe High School students that do marine mammal acoustic projects over with Chola Mole and Ann Simonis is a research faculty at University of California, San Francisco, and they're going to present some of their their projects. We have, the welding shop will be open. Liz Zacker's art students will have art showcases that are marine themed, kind of out in the atrium.
And there's a mural and storytelling as well.
Yeah, the mural was painted by Traz Hill, who's a local Sitka artist who was a student of Stacy's. And he did an amazing job painting this beautiful mural that's the backdrop of the skeleton. And then Bob Sam will be telling a Tlingit story of Raven and Whale. That's just a beautiful story that's kind of makes sense because we have a large canoe carving of a raven in a canoe up on the other wall of the atrium next to where the whale is hanging. And the nursing lab will be open for students to walk in and check out the nursing program. We'll have lots of things open at the university. There'll be cookies and punch, refreshments. What am I forgetting?
People can come anytime.
Yeah.
And kind of feel free to mingle.
Yeah, it's kind of an open house, so just stop by anytime between 4 and 6. Oh, student government is going to be selling some merchandise, and we have the Whale Rearticulation Project has some sweatshirts, t-shirts.
Some bags and coffee cups. Originally, the whale was going to be hung at Sitka High School, but we had some logistical issues, so we want to bring a shadow box and kind of a piece to represent the project back to Sitka High. So we're still looking for some donations on that.
Fundraising a little bit to kind of complete that. Mm-hmm. And so that's...
Wow, seems like a lot of things packed into just a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, we are out of time. If anybody wants more information on the event, again, coming up on Thursday from 4 to 6, what can they do?
You can contact me, Lauren Wild. My cell phone is 907-738-5315, or you can email me, lawild@alaska.edu, or just stop by the UAS Sitka campus Thursday, 4 to 6. It's just kind of an open time to come check out this skeleton and chat and have some punch and cookies and... Yeah.
Great. Sounds like fun. Thank you so much for coming in. In case you just joined us, we've been speaking with Stacy Golden. She's a project lead with a whale rearticulation project that's going to be unveiled here this coming Thursday. She teaches at Sitka High School, and Dr. Lauren Wild, assistant professor of applied fisheries and a whale biologist with the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus. Thanks you so much for coming in. I hope you have a great event.
Thank you.